WQ.FM. Happy New Year, everybody. 2017 editions of the Real Estate Hour begin now with Tego and Tracy Venturi. Good morning and Happy New Year, Tego and Tracy. How are you?
Happy New Year to you, Eddie.
We're doing great, thanks.
Donald Trump certified as the next president of the United States. The Dow over 20,000. Things look pretty good. There's reasons to be bullish, and I think we need to, before I was about to go into another direction, let's kind of get a review of 2016. But Tracy, you were about to say something. Go ahead.
Nope. I was just going to say what an awesome way to start the year on the radio with you.
It is. Eddie, thank you, guys.
You got anything going on big, you know, in the last week or so?
No. Any new announcements?
No announcements. Not yet. I'm running for mayor. We got to clean this place up. We got to straighten it out. You know, we can't let real estate just drive all the economic growth in this state. You guys need some help. Real estate, 16% of the economic growth in the city, certainly property tax. There's so much to talk about when it comes to that, and there's ways that we can make the city a better place, and why not start with by running for the mayoral office, right? It's open. Anybody can do it. You should run, Tego. Tracy, you should run. I think we need to get more people who are passionate and care deeply about the city of Albuquerque, and I think if we get more people who care and want to do it, then I think that that's that better. 17% turnout.
Eddie.
Yeah.
You're the man.
17% turnout for an election is not good. We got to get 45, 55, 65% of the people caring enough to turn out for the citywide election. So that's what I'm hoping to do, is to win in November. Hopefully I'll be able to win in October without having to do a runoff. But getting 50% in a crowded field, very difficult. But I'm up to the challenge and looking forward to it. So let's talk about 2016 and the market data that's coming out. And how well did the real estate market do?
Well, the short of it is it's the best year we've had in many, many years from a home sales, number of home sales, as well as price appreciation. I think we have to go back to somewhere around 2006 to really have any numbers close to that. Of course, 2006 is the year we really overheated. So, this year was nothing like that because of at that time it was kind of out of control runaway appreciation, where this year we have a nice steady number of homes sold, nice steady market appreciation. And so, to give you the number, based on everything I'm seeing, about 4% appreciation in the real estate market.
Yep. And that's really strong, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's what I mean. GDP is what I mean, depending on which numbers you trust.
Two and a half. I mean, it's not the numbers you trust. It's the numbers that the government wants to release. Of course, they're always strong the first time, but the revised number comes out. It never grabs a headline, and it's been reduced to 1.9 or 2.2. But 4%, that's very strong, and people need to realize that it's a healthy real estate market here in the city of Albuquerque.
Right. We would so much prefer it to be 4% than 28%.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just a nice, healthy number like that is just good for everybody.
I'll give you another stat here. For 2016, there were about 12,000 homes sold in the greater Albuquerque area, and that's about 1,000 more than 2015. So we had a good increase there, about 8% gain in the number of homes sold. The average price in our market, right around $210,000, is kind of where we've ended up right toward the end of the year here. Of course, that fluctuates, you know, month to month. But, you know, $210,000 seems to be right about where we are for average home price. And Tracy, that's up. And that has a lot to do with the fact that the kind of lower price, moderately priced homes, there's just less of them available.
I would say that's true. Yeah, there's less homes in that more affordable price, that $150,000. 175 and below, that buyers get to choose from.
You know, this is a number, Tracy, this is kind of more of an inside real estate number, but the average price per square foot, $109 per square foot. That $109,000 behind.
But that's a better indicator, right, Tego, of what prices have done?
Right, and I always look at that when I'm looking at big picture, year over year, rolling 12 month. That's a good number to have an idea of where we were and where we are going. A couple other stats here, Tracy. We ended up about 12% plus for this year versus the bottom in 2012. So we've gained about 12% in market appreciation since then. On the reverse side of that, just some of the negative news is we're still about 12% down from the peak in mid-2007.
Which is a really important number for people who are thinking of selling their house.
Yeah, there's a lot. I think there's a lot more people that have equity or in a better equity position than they may think.
Right, but prices are still down from 07 across the board. We do have some neighborhoods, obviously, that are at where we were, you know, at the height of the market. But a lot of neighborhoods still haven't even gotten back to 07. But most people are, you know, doing better than a few years ago, for sure, with as far as equity and what their house is worth.
This is an interesting number. You know this one, Tracy, is the percent discount off of list price.
You know, I've never heard that number before. I love stats like that because it gives you an honest assessment in terms of how prices, how homes are being priced and how close the realtors are to the market.
Well, and I'll tell you, there's two numbers. There's one number, which is the original list price to final sale price, and then there's the discount off of list price at time of offer. So that takes into account any price reductions prior to actually getting an offer and a contract on a property.
Yeah, and that number, we watch it neighborhood by neighborhood, because across the board it doesn't tell us very much, because some neighborhoods are maybe getting 4% off list price and others are getting 99% of what they're asking.
Yeah, or 101, and we've seen that in some areas as well.
Right.
However, across the board, all prices, all areas, 97%, so a 3% discount is what we see on average.
So let's put that in real numbers for home buyers. When they're out shopping and they're thinking, oh, I'm looking at a $200,000 house, maybe I can get it for $260,000 or $270,000, you'd go, well, the statistics will say that you're going to get about $6,000 off.
Right.
Which is, you know, $194,000 on a $200,000 house. Of course, that $200,000 house is desirable and it's the cream of the crop and everyone wants it. You might be paying over $200,000 for it in this market.
Yeah. Right? I just want to remind everybody, hey, if you want to get a hold of us, we're the Venturi Team Realtors, Tico and Tracy Venturi, and our whole team. We are at 933-6881 here in the 505. And also welcomehomeabq.com.
So let's take a quick break from stats.
Okay,
let's talk about that awesome house that just went active yesterday.
Are we going home of the week already, Tracy?
Can we go to the home of the week?
Let's just blast off into
She couldn't wait, man. She couldn't wait
any
longer.
Let's get into home of the week. Who's the lucky first home of 2017?
Yeah.
You know what's interesting? Tracy loves this house. That's why she's so excited to talk about it.
I was like, Tico, we need to buy this house. This is like an awesome house. So it's in Andalusia on the west side, just south of Montaño, right next to the river, close to Bosque School and close to St. Pius. And it's a 2,000 square foot single story home that has views back to the river, to the mountain. And it's only $335,000. So it's one of the more affordable houses in that area. Pulte built some new homes there. They tend to be more than this one. It's just a really great house with really lovely indoor-outdoor spaces. So you just look out. There's windows and natural light flooding it. Go ahead.
And let me just say, because I went over there and did some measuring and some other stuff and looked and walked through it. The thing that's unique about this house, I mean, these are small lots. Let's be honest.
They're
very small lots. However, the way it's laid out and getting the indoor-outdoor, and this home
privacy
is one of the end units, so you do have those views from the patio. So it's just, you know, if you want that, even let's call it a lock-and-leave type home, low maintenance, but with a great outdoor living space, this is the one. What's the address, Tracy?
It's 5100 San Adan, A-D-A-N, if anybody wants to Google it and just look at it. It's been really cloudy all week when we took the photos, so it's not shining like it can, but it's a really cool house, and being on the end, all of these windows and things, it's very private, and it's got like patios and courtyards off bedrooms and just a really fun floor plan. So
I have something to say about this house, 5100 San Adan, and I'll tell you why. So What happened in a lot of communities in Las Vegas, Nevada, is they were getting, I mean, the architectural contributions were massive, and people were, you know, kind of testing the market for, you know, different types of concepts and stuff like that. And as you know, Toll Brothers, we don't have them here in our market. I wish we did.
Right.
But this actually is akin to, if anybody has ever looked at a Toll Brothers home in terms of their new living concepts, this is exactly what you're seeing in this house. Now I understand why Tracy likes it so much, because it's really got all of the nooks and all the cool features of a lot of modern living with some traditional styling.
Right. And, you know, as we think about, you know, our kids leaving home and maybe downsizing, I mean, it doesn't have to be a downsizer's house, but it's nice because it has gardens, raised beds, patios, and it's a small yard, but you have a yard. If you have a dog, it's all, you know, walled in. It's just kind of, for me, it checks all the boxes. So
yeah, I see it.
Yeah,
I love this. Yes, call Tracy. She will sell you this house if she doesn't, you know, go crazy by just exactly.
I might go buy it. Don't tell Tego.
Tracy, anyway, how can people reach you?
Yeah, 933-6881 is our real estate phone number, and we look forward to talking to you.
What a great house to get started with, folks. Just call Tego and Tracy. That's 5100 San Adon. Back in a moment here on AM 1600 KIVA and 95.9 FM worldwide at ABQ.FM. Back with more of the Real Estate Show when we return.
Anybody's helping anyway.
AM 1600 KIVA 95.9 FM. Happy New Year, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Real Estate Hours as we kick off 2017 with Albuquerque Real Estate Talk. And that, of course, is with Tego and Tracy Venturi, the Venturi team from Keller Williams Realty. And Tego, you and I like to nerd out on data, right? That's what we do. It's we don't usually get excited about the home of the week as much as we get excited about all the data coming out every single month. But this is an exception. This is a great house. It's 5100 San Adon. Check it out. Directly visit the website welcomehomeabq.com, or Tego's brand new website is
abq.realty.
abq.realty. It's very snappy. It's
pretty nice.
Yeah, great domain name, and you can visit them there as well. Let's get into some of course, 2016 was the year that the interest rates finally went north. I'd like to get some 2017 predictions as to what you guys expect overall in the Albuquerque market. I don't want to go national. I think we kind of bucked the national trend a number of times, or it comes here about a couple of years too late. But tell me what you expect for Albuquerque.
Well, what I'd like...
Well,
go ahead, Tracy.
Say,
yeah, you
with
start
credit,
off.
Credit is more national. Credit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So it's not as regional or local.
Okay.
But let's talk about what I expect us, Eddie, to end up somewhere in the same range from a price appreciation standpoint, 3%, 4%. I think statewide, I saw a prediction statewide around 3.5%. I think Albuquerque will probably be ahead of that. So again, somewhere in that 3 to 4%. And we talk about that whole thing that we were down 12% from the peak. Again, that's, you know, cuts another third of that out of there and gets more people into a positive equity position.
Right. So that's home prices that you're predicting?
Yeah. One of the disappointing numbers I did see recently from one study, it had to do with the number of people with negative equity in their home. And in the Albuquerque metro, that number was 18%, which is high. I mean, that's above national average. In fact, it's probably one of the higher numbers in the country. So we still have some work to do from the peak. However, I like this slow, steady pace that we're going through, right, Tracy?
Yeah, it's very healthy. And, you know, some parts of our town, you know, like right now in the Southwest, we have lots of buyers in that area, and homes are selling pretty quickly. We're short on inventory.
Yeah, especially in those
they were very beat up.
Those price ranges that were, let's say, below 200, right?
Right. Right. So that's all good.
So let me give you a couple numbers. I want to talk about interest rates because it is a national thing, but a couple things. First off, you know, the big news in the last month is interest rates, right? They went up substantially after the election. And so there was a little bit of freak out going on, let's just say. However, the thing that's interesting, at the beginning of 2016, interest rates were 4%. At the end of 2016, interest rates were 4.2%. So, you know, if you look at it from that standpoint, there hasn't been a lot of change. And most predictions going into the beginning of last year had interest rates going up as high as 5%. So we actually are lower than that.
Right. Right.
And some of the other things I think people need to keep in mind is that, you know, historically interest rates are much higher than even if we went to 5% this year.
That'd be low.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Here's some numbers. In the 1970s, average interest rates on homes were 8.8%. In the 80s, it was 12.7%. In the 90s, it was 8.1%. And in the 2000s, it was 6.3%. So, you know, historically, we still have very good interest rates.
Great. Let's buy some more houses, huh?
Yeah.
The other number I wanted to talk about was
rentals. You know, Eddie, we talked about, you know, last year, 2014, that's 2 years ago now, but there was a big bump up in prices for rentals, and we still see that climbing, not as aggressively. There's a number out there, it's called kind of... I forget what they call it, but it's basically the break-even point, renting versus buying, and it's a timeline.
The lease purchase analysis?
No, it's a different stat, but what it tells you is if you were to buy versus rent, what's your break-even point when you figure your closing costs going in and going out? And right now in Albuquerque, it's 1.9. Years, so just about 2 years. And we've been saying that, right, Tracy?
Yeah, so if somebody's going to be here and they know they're only going to be here for 4, 5, 6 years, you're still better off buying than renting.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's what it means. You know, the other thing is we have, I think, six rental yeah. houses, single family. And, you know, what we know is that rents right now, people looking for properties, there's a lot of people out there looking and they're hard to find. And rent rates have gone up and they're continuing to go up.
Just like 2016, we saw year over year, I believe, of close to 10%. So it was attracting a lot of investors and even some bringing some out of state investors because we were one of the highest year over year lease rates in the country.
Yeah, yeah. Another thing I wanted to talk about is the loan availability. One thing that's kind of been actually hurting our market since the bubble burst, let's just say, is it's been difficult to get a loan. And there was a study done by the Urban Institute, which is a nonpartisan. They're not realtors. They're not mortgage people. They just do housing research. And what they found is from 2009 until 2014, lenders failed to make about 5.2 million mortgages due to what they consider overly tight lending standards. And I'm sure you get into this with the Lone Star guys, but I think it's important to understand that the mortgage the mortgage affordability, or excuse me, a mortgage availability is still very low, although it's better than it was a couple of years ago, but we're still not in that kind of sweet spot.
And but so, like, you still have to be able to have decent credit.
Right.
You have to have some income.
Right.
Your debt can't be too high.
Correct. But yeah. There's a number, and it's a housing credit availability. It has to do with how easy it is to get a mortgage.
Right.
In 2001, when most people say, okay, it was about right, it was about 12%. In 2015 or 2005, when...
People say it wasn't about right.
People were getting loans that shouldn't have been getting loans. That was at 16.5%. However, this year, 2016, or at the end of this year, or last year, it was 5%. So mortgage credit availability is better than it's been in the last few years, but there's still some work to be done there. And that'll bring a lot more people into the housing market. And you go back to that number I just said. From 2009 to 2014, there were a million people per year that probably should have been able to buy but weren't able to buy. So it's a lot of numbers, but I think it's kind of an interesting thing. And we do hope that some of this credit overreaction comes out a little bit more, too. The other stat that I wanted to talk about were some of the national predictions.
Yeah.
And Tracy, you'll like some of these numbers here.
So are these like nationally? Are these like national writers on real estate, or just maybe the houses, Zillow, stuff like that? Who makes some of the national predictions?
So what this actually the numbers I'm going to give you is a compilation or a combination of all these different housing economists, let's say. So what they're doing is they're taking everybody.
Yeah,
they're
sure.
taking the bulls, they're taking the bears, and they're putting it all together and they're averaging it out. And what they're seeing is they're predicting a 4% for 2017.
Nationally.
2018, maybe a little pullback, 3.2. 2019, 3%, 23%, 21, 3%. So what that averages out over 5 years is about a 16% gain.
So what does that mean if somebody owns a house right now that's, say, $250,000? What's it going to be worth in a few years based on those numbers?
Yeah, if you take those numbers, that's $250,000 to $293,000 by 2022. Can we even talk about 2022 yet? I know, it's crazy.
17. So that's like 5 years out.
So, 5 years out.
Where else are you going to stock away $43,000 without even thinking about it, right?
Correct. And that's just market appreciation. That's not taking into account the forced savings that you're doing by buying down your principal on your loan as well.
Right.
So I know you love numbers, Eddie, so I'm just throwing them out there. Let me give you two more numbers. On that study, they did worst case and best case. Worst case still says 10% appreciation. These are all the bears, saying maybe 10% over the next 5 years. And the best case, they're saying as much as 30% over the next 5 years, excuse me.
So wow, that's so even the bears are minimizing it at only 2% per year. That's crazy. Well, so everyone is overall collectively pretty bullish.
Yeah. Overall, I mean, you know, again, the most negative of those surveys were, again, about 2% per year. And again, when they put it all together, they're coming about 3%, maybe 3.5% per year. So just some interesting data.
Pretty big swing, though, between all those bright minds. 10% to 30% over the next 5 years is their spread.
Just goes to show you nobody knows for sure, right?
Right.
You're an economics major, Eddie.
Yeah, nobody knows for sure. You always have to look back. But, you know, the confidence and the ability to predict has a lot to do with the, you know, measuring the similar trends, lending, et cetera. But I can tell you what's going to happen with regard to the interest rates going up and the fact that we're going to have more people buying houses just because they're feeling better about the economy. That 4% number, I would lean on that closer than I would the 2% number. So I think overall, I think we're going to see a pretty healthy housing market nationally come the midterms 2019, you know, when we have the elections for the congressional presidential midterms, which is going to be that year. You're going to look at 2019, and depending upon how everything is done, if we're able to close the gap on the debt, et cetera, and people are still feeling good, you know, we'll be right around that number, if not a little bit under, I would think.
Yeah. And we hope, and I hope, I hate that word, that's not a good word, but we do intend to have a good market here in Albuquerque. I don't see any reason that we won't have a nice steady market. I know we've got our political issues, which you're fighting every day, Eddie, but I think we're in a good place here in Albuquerque in the housing market.
And as we wrap it up,
sure.
Yeah, as we wrap it up for the day, you know, give us a call. We are working 933-6881. We have our realtor on duty. We'd be happy to help you with investment property, a single family home, selling your house, however we can best assist you.
Even a custom home. That's one of the things that Tracy likes to do. She'll get with you and help you to develop that brand new home as well. Tigo, Tracy, Venturi, thank you for everything that you guys do. Thank you for supporting the station and being on air with me for, I believe, we're going into our fourth year at the end of this year. So year number three with us together, and continue to do the Real Estate Hour. Appreciate everything that you do here in terms of helping the real estate community and getting new families into their homes. Back in a moment here on AM 1600 KIVA, 95.9 FM and worldwide at ABQ.FM. When I return, I'll be with the folks from Lone Star in just a moment.
If you're thinking of selling your home, here's an important message from real estate mogul and star of TV Shark Tank, Barbara Corcoran.
To sell your home on time for the most money, you need a sharp agent with a marketing strategy that creates the most demand. Bottom line, you need a partner willing to put their own money on the line for you. In Albuquerque, I would hire Tracy and Tigo Venturi, the number one Keller Williams team in New Mexico. If your home doesn't sell in 59 days, they will have it bought for cash.
Hi, Hi, I'm Tracy Venturi. If you need to sell your home, you want buyers to know that. Well, our marketing system attracts hundreds of qualified buyers every month, and my team of experienced professionals has a track record of getting homes sold quickly and for top dollar. If you're not satisfied with our service, I'll let you out of the contract free and clear. I'm Tracy Venturi, and the Venturi team would like to apply for the job of selling your home. Give us a call today at 505-933-6881 or find us online at welcomehomeabq.com.